very blessed Easter to all of you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. That is a beautiful Eastern greeting for Easter. You know, throughout human history, God has had a plan. From the very creation of the world, God had a plan for humanity. Now, first, his plan was for us to live with him in eternity, in peace, in love. And we messed that up because that's what we do as humans. We mess things up sometimes. But God's plan became that from creation of the world, through the covenant of Abraham, from the Exodus from Egypt to the kingdom of Israel and the prophets, that plan continued. And that's what we see this evening. This evening, we see that plan going through as God reveals a little more of himself, and he reveals a little more of that plan. And of course, we didn't know what that plan was. We human beings were just trying to figure it out as we went and had times that we had to be corrected. But slowly, bit by bit, piece by piece, over hundreds of years, thousands of years, that plan of salvation was revealed. And eventually that plan, the fullness of the it was revealed. We saw the fullness of the plan. Now, it wasn't revealed in a dramatic fashion. It wasn't through, you know, signs and wonders. It wasn't through, you know, spectacles to compare to the Super Bowl. It was quietly. It was simply. And it was not how we expected. No one expected that was how it would be revealed. But God knew he needed this plan because death was not a part of it. As I said, we were meant to spend eternity with God from Adam and Eve through all of humanity in peace and love without death. But because of sin, death entered into the world. Humanity's fall changed God's plan. It changed what God wanted to do. It meant that we could no longer live with God in peace. But now we suffer the pain of death. So God needed to take away the sting of death. Need to take away that death is no longer the finality. Death is no longer the end. It is the beginning of the next life. We might think that this plan is crazy that God did. How God did it. How God redeemed us. How God saved us from death. Surely there must be another way. But God answers, this is how it is to be. And so, of course, this plan was that God himself would come to earth, would become one of us, would take on human flesh and spend his life on earth proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God and performing miracles and teaching, providing us with God's plan. And then this plan would be fulfilled when he gave his life on the cross. By taking on our sins on the cross, in the words of the Exultet, he paid Adam's death to the eternal Father that we might no longer be in slavery to sin. But instead, we can share in that sacrifice of the Lord when we receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the appearance of bread and wine in the Eucharist. And he wanted us to join in that divine plan. And so through baptism, we are brought into the fullness of that plan. We are joined to that divine plan. We die to sin through baptism, and we rise from the waters freed so that we can continue that plan of salvation, that through our lives, we can live the teachings of Christ and offer our lives to God as he offered his life for us. Tonight, we celebrate the fulfillment of that divine plan, and we look forward to its completion when we enter the kingdom of God. Because our Lord has risen, he is risen indeed.